Now, if you have your Bible, turn to the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 7. We'll put in there, and as we said last time, this is God's going over the past of the nation Israel. God knew Israel, and the past was not good. God didn't save them because they were good. He didn't call them because they were an outstanding nation. They were not. And He hasn't saved us because we're outstanding or because that we're superior or we're even good. We're bad. The only kind of people God's saving is bad people, not good people at all. And I never shall forget several years ago of walking back of some very wonderful members of the church I was serving, and they walked through a park that we went through, Library Park, and there was a bum there, and he begged from them, and they didn't give him anything, which they should not have. We always cautioned them to send these folk down to the mission, and this fellow didn't want that. He wanted money, of course, for wine. And when I came along, he didn't know who I was, and he said to me, he says, you know, the trouble of those folks that just went down there to that church, he says, they think they're better than anybody else. And I says, you know, that's quite interesting what you said, that they think they're better than anyone else. I said, I happen to know them. And I said, I remember the day that they came to Christ. And I said, you know why they came? He looked at me in amazement. I said, they came because they didn't think they were better than anybody else. I said, frankly, they thought they were worse than anybody else. In fact, they thought they were sinners, and they needed a Savior, and that's the reason they came to Christ. Well, I tell you, I left that fellow with his lower jaw down about 6 inches lower than it was when I got there, because the average idea is that a church is made up of people who think they're better than other folk. If that's true, then that's not a church, certainly in the New Testament sense. God saves because we're bad, because He knows our lost condition. Now, let me read verse 7 with that in mind. He says again, sending them back over their past history, remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Now that which he was referring to specifically, of course, was the time they made the golden calf. And I'll go back to that. We'll backtrack just a little to the 32nd chapter of Exodus, and we'll look at verse 4 here. Listen to this. He received them at their hand. That is, the women took off their golden earrings, which were in their ears. And not only the women, by the way, the men were wearing them. And those golden earrings, and it was generally in just one ear, was a sign of idolatry, by the way. You see, these people had just lapsed into idolatry in a hurry. And these golden earrings were taken and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And God reminded them of that again over in Psalm 106, verse 19. He says, they made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. So you see, God says to them here, remember. But they didn't remember. They forgot, by the way. Now we read in verse 8, also in Horeb ye provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. And again they lapsed into idolatry. These people were quick to lapse into idolatry. God knew them, but in spite of all that, he delivered them. Now notice verse 12. I drop down to that. And the Lord said unto me, that is Moses, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. So that when they made that golden calf, while Moses was up getting the commandments at that very time, and two of those commandments were against that golden calf. In fact, against idolatry, against other gods. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of anything. And they're making one down there of a calf. And they're making the golden calf. And God tells Moses to get down. And notice, God says to him, they're your people, Moses, and you brought them out of the land of Egypt. Now, Moses will answer that in just a moment.